Arizona Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline. There are some days where you just have to put aside what was on the list and go with the change. And that's what last Sunday was for me. I was up my usual a little before first light, and the stars were bright and shiny out where I live in the Tucson Mountains. I got the paper and my cup of tea, and as first light hit the sky, I looked up to fog. It was marvelous, like being in Seattle for the morning. Thick fog. I could barely see the saguaros just outside my window. So the boots went on. Forget about those things I was going to do Sunday morning. And up into the Tucson Mountains near my house. Oh, that wonderful rain on Saturday had greened everything right up. All the mosses that had looked so black and lifeless just a week ago had greened up overnight. And the ocotillos, which our friend Doug Krutz had noted in the paper last week, that were flowering despite the dryness. Well, the wind and rain knocked a lot of those blossoms onto the ground, and they were just there, here and there, ocotillo flowers on the ground. Ooh, a whiteout is a marvelous thing if you're prepared for it. I really don't advise you go hiking in whiteout conditions in country you don't know well, or have someone with you who does know that country well. I remember hiking in Bulgaria in the Rila and Pirin Mountains, which get whiteout so severe in the snow that they've built 9-foot-tall metal towers with bells, and the clappers have sails on them so that when the wind blows, you can hear the bell and find your way in that whiteout. Oh, whiteout, what a dangerous situation that can be. I climbed slowly over there, Twin Peaks. Have I told you about Twin Peaks? There's two of them, yeah. Anyway, I'm feeling like Petey this morning, you know? The desert is beautiful, even though I can't see more than 100 feet of it at a time. And I come up to the summit just as the fog swirls away a bit. And around me, to the south and to the west, I can see the rest of the summits of the Tucson Mountains. And for just a moment, I can see Push Ridge over there, covered with snow, before the fog bounces back up as if the atmosphere was playing trampoline on it, and closes back around the summit. Oh, what a marvelous place to be in the desert on a fog-covered summit on a cool, moist morning. So I sat, and I wrote some poems. Oh, I love haiku. Haiku is such a wonderful form. I continued hiking on from that eastern summit of Twin Peaks toward the western summit, and sure enough, the sun began to win, as it always will. No matter how thick the fog, no matter how long it lasts, sooner or later, it will move on. And by the time I was coming off the western summit, I could see pretty clearly all around the Tucson Mountains. Yes, there are some wisps here and there, but the clouds had risen up to be clouds again, and they were no longer hugging the earth. What a beautiful day. What a beautiful way to blow off that list of things to do. And so, with apologies to a poet's moment, here's a haiku from Twin Peaks. Together we climbed. Fog swirls on the mountaintop. No hurry to leave. Hoping you blow off the list one day real soon and get out there. This has been Arizona Trails with you.